Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City with a special edition of the Harlequin Author Podcast, and we're talking with author Susan Mallory about her new book, Only Mine. Susan is back with a brand new trilogy in the popular and emotional Fool's Gold series. Her funny family stories and sexy romances consistently appear on the USA Today bestseller list and have landed very highly on the New York Times bestseller list. Only Mine is the fourth book in the Fool's Gold series. For listeners who haven't yet discovered this delightful series, tell us about the California town called Fool's Gold where the stories are set.
Well, first, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Fool's Gold came about because I was reading an article about the census, and it was a couple years ago talking about what the census would discover. And it's things like how many children are graduating from high school and going on to college, things like that. And I thought, well, that's not very interesting. I'm sure it is to the government, but not to me. And I was thinking, what could you find out from the census? And what I thought, well, what if you found out something bad? And what if you found out you had a town with no men? So that's where the idea for Fool's Gold was born. So last year there were three books establishing the town, the perfect books we call them, Finding Perfect, Almost Perfect, and Chasing Perfect. And then this year we're following more characters. It's triplet sisters, which makes it really fun. Great family. Mom has been a widow for 10 years, and she actually starts dating first, which the girls are a little chagrined by. It's always uncomfortable when your mother has a better social life than you.
The heroine in this story is Dakota Hendricks. She has a job most of us would describe as to die for. Tell us what she's working on as this story opens.
Well, it's actually funny because a lot of people would love her job, but she doesn't want this job. She's a trained psychologist, and for reasons not quite clear to her, the mayor of the town has asked her to be the liaison between the town and a reality show that has shown up. They're going to shoot a reality show called True Love or Fool's Gold. The town does not want the reality show. They're very concerned about being made a laughingstock. It's a town with a lot of women. They don't want to be portrayed as desperate. They don't want to be on late-night television as a joke. And they're not desperate. They're happy women who have great lives. And, okay, yes, there more men would be nice, but they don't need a reality show. So poor Dakota is sort of caught between the town and the show, and things go awry.
So she's basically interviewing prospective bachelors.
She is. There is the whole idea of, ooh, a bunch of men come to town, but a man who can pick up his life, get on a bus, and travel and show up at your town is not necessarily what we're looking for. Employment is always nice. It's one of the qualities women look for. So there are some issues with that. And in this particular book, the hero is the brother of twins who come to be on the show. He wants them to finish college. All he wants, please finish college. They're one semester from graduating. They walk away from their education to be on television. And it makes him crazy.
So why is Finn such a protective brother?
Well, Finn is protective because their parents died when the boys were about 12. So he feels responsible. He's been raising them. And he tells himself if he can just get them through college, he'll finally be free to live his life. But he's having some issues letting go. He feels a little responsible for the death of their parents, although technically he's not. So there's some stuff going on. And Dakota's a triplet, so she understands the twin thing much better than he does, which he finds very annoying. But he quite likes her.
Dakota and Finn have very different life goals in the story. What keeps them from letting their passion deepen to something more?
Well, Dakota's all about family and staying in place and belonging to the community and connecting. Finn wants to be left alone, or so he thinks. He was basically made a parent when he was in his early 20s. He had to raise his brothers. And he gave up a lot to do that. He didn't get to be the young guy just being crazy and irresponsible. He had to take care of his family. So he thinks he wants to be free. He's wrong, of course.
Of course he is. You have two more Fool's Gold stories coming out this year. What can you tell us about what's coming up?
They're fabulous. I know I'm the author, and that's so, so tacky to say, so I hope you'll forgive me. The second book is Montana's book, Only Yours, and I love her. She has been, Montana's this sister who just can't quite get it together. She's gone from job to job to job. She's finally found what she needs to do, and that's with therapy dogs. She works with therapy dogs, so you know, for those of you who love pets. But the best part of her book is her hero. His name is Simon. He's a doctor. And I love Beauty and the Beast stories. Everybody has their personal thing. I love a good Beauty and the Beast story. Simon gets to be both because he is amazingly gorgeous. He's just... it's almost unnatural how attractive he is.
And he's a doctor.
And he's a doctor, so mom will be pleased. But only on half his face. When he was a child, he was in a horrific, and I don't even want to say accident, he was burned. And he has these scars. So on the one side, he's gorgeous, and on the other side, it's very, you know, Phantom of the Opera. So I love him, and he is so closed and internally dark, and Montana is so full of light, and... they're just an amazing couple. So I love that book. And then we wrap up the trilogy with Nevada's book. And I really can't give too much away except to say, as a rule of thumb, when one goes on a job interview, it's very helpful if the person interviewing you has not seen you naked, which is what Nevada finds happens. She walks in expecting... the father of the company to be doing the interview, and it's the son. And yes, back in college, he was her first time. He was really drunk, and wait for it, he called out someone else's name.
Oh yeah.
So that book, it's fabulous. It's funny. There's some big surprises. You want to be really careful when you read Nevada's book about your liquids. You do not want to be drinking because you will choke and or spit at certain parts. So
it's good to hear that that trademark Susan Mallory humor is.
It's very funny, and I will also admit my editor had a couple of concerns, and when I was finished and she'd read the book, she said, I was very worried about these two elements, and they're fabulous, and when you read the book, you'll know exactly what she's talking about.
Well, thank you, Susan Mallory. Thank you very much for chatting with us once again. Susan Mallory's new book is called Only Mine.
Thank you.